Unit 2, page 56. Focus on listening. Task 2.
Listen to the information.
With thousands of institutions and courses to choose from, how do you decide where to study as an international student? Do you dream of heading for the land of Uncle Sam, or would you feel more at home in Shakespeare's country? Perhaps the Australian outback will give you the space you need to work out the problems of the world. Whichever you choose, the adventure begins right here. Study in Australia. Free-spirited Australia has been open to migration for many years and is today one of the world's top three destinations for international students. Australia's renowned cultural diversity, its high level of public safety, and the vibrant atmosphere of its cities all help to make it easy for overseas visitors to feel at home. Academically speaking, most of the national, publicly funded universities are of similarly high standard. Moreover, Australian institutions have a particularly strong reputation for research into the environment and sports science. Study in the UK. Many students are attracted to Britain by its long history of literature, from Chaucer and Shakespeare to Bridget Jones and Harry Potter. Look beyond this, and you'll find a university system with one of the best reputations in the world. Universities in the UK have a record of achievement in business, law, the sciences, philosophy, linguistics, and many other fields. Some UK institutions offer a foundation course, usually 3 months or 1 year in length, to prepare international students before they go on to do a full undergraduate degree. Applying for one of these courses normally involves taking the IELTS exam. Study in New Zealand. With its vast and beautiful open spaces and friendly city centers, New Zealand is a country where you can enjoy both the great outdoors and the conveniences and dynamism of modern city life. Low living costs and a high standard of living also make life here very appealing. New Zealand's highly respected educational programs are based on the British system. A large part of a degree program is practical. This gives graduates both the knowledge and the skills they need when entering the workplace. Study in the USA. The population of the United States is made up of people from every continent joined together by a shared language and a core set of values. Of these values, liberty and freedom are probably the most important, combined with individual responsibility. American students are therefore expected to think independently and have responsibility for their own studies. Classes are often informal, and students are encouraged to express their opinions. With 50 states all offering a huge range of different types of institutions, from 2-year community college courses to 4-year undergraduate programs, deciding where to study in the U.S. may appear confusing, so it's important to do some research first. Study in Canada. Surveys conducted by the United Nations have repeatedly found Canada to be among the top three places in the world to live in. In addition, Canada's largest cities, Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal, have been recognized as world-class cities in which to live and work, for their cleanliness and safety, and for their cultural values and attractive lifestyles. A Canadian degree, diploma, or certificate is well regarded in business, government, and academic circles around the globe. Canada has two official languages, English and French. Studying and living in Canada could be your opportunity to learn both.